We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the line right now is Radio.com Sports NBA insider Kendrick Perkins. He's Kevin Durant's buddy.
I know,
Kendrick Perkins, insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Kendrick, I'm a Brooklyn Net fan. Why are you starting fights, basically, with all my guys? Who are you going after next, Spencer Dinwiddie?
How am I starting fights with all your guys?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Your guys are starting fights with me. Hold on.
Okay, first you could start. Go ahead, and then I'll attack
No,
you.
First of all, you need to be asking Kevin Durant what is his personal problem that he has with Russell Westbrook, because all I was doing was praising Russell Westbrook on Russell Westbrook night.
Okay.
Like, how is that
Kendrick,
my fault?
Kendrick, one of the reasons I like you, I'm going to give you a compliment before I hammer
you. Did all you guys play together?
Am I missing something? Well, that's what the part of the argument got to.
I see.
But what I love you is you're a good troll. Like, you know how to troll. And what you did that night in complimenting Russ and Mr. OKC, I'm fine with that, is you tried to clown Kevin Durant. And he's a superstar. He's a little sensitive. He's defensive of his legacy. And clearly, when you tweeted Durant, Russell Westbrook is Mr. OKC, you knew exactly what you were doing, Kendrick. You were doing.
No.
You were poking the bear.
Were you trying to stir the pot, Kendrick?
No. I went to church. Let me let y'all in on something that happened at me on church
Go
on
ahead.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
On church on Sunday, they told me you cannot tell another person how they're feeling. And listen, let me tell y'all something. So before I went on ESPN, right?
Yes.
That morning,
yes.
I was asked the question, how was Russell Westbrook was supposed to be treated when he got to Oklahoma City? Where does Russell Westbrook rank? And this, that, and the other. So you know what I did? I did my research. I called Oklahoma City. I got all the list of stats for Russell Westbrook.
Right.
He leads the – okay, listen. So he leads the Oklahoma City Thunder in damn near every statistical category. Points, rebounds, assists, steals, 138 triple-doubles. Now, listen. Is Russell Westbrook overall a better player of Kevin Durant?
Nope.
Absolutely not. And I've been on record all last year in the finals when a healthy KD and said Kevin Durant is the best basketball player in the world. Right?
Right.
I said this numerous of times. So my thing was that it was Russell Westbrook night, and when you think of the Oklahoma City Thunder. By the way,
yes,
KD choice to leave was
yes,
KD's choice.
Yes, he did.
I didn't, and you can ask him this. Personally, I told him, "Hey, man, do whatever makes you feel better. Do what you want to do." That's what I told him when we talked about the free agency during that time. And I told him this. So for him to get sensitive, and then on top of that, a reporter, so let me tell you how KD got into the conversation.
Okay.
A Boston reporter comes in and says, well, you know, KD got to exit out first round every time. So I'm like, Russell got, he took a first round exit
right.
every year.
Right.
So I'm like, what do the hell that mean? KD took a second round exit without Russ. At the end of the day, it was always known with that Oklahoma City Thunder team that Russ and KD made things
okay.
happen
Kendrick,
together.
Can I argue with you right now? Because you made
go
your
ahead.
Point. Okay, here's where I'm going to win. And I think even Joe's going to agree with me.
You
ready?
No, I don't
Here
know
we go.
You're
Here
is
we
the,
go.
Wait, hold on.
Here we go. Yes, I'm sorry.
The
what,
argument is, who was the who would you put the number one player in the history, the very limited history, may I add, of the Oklahoma City Thunder? Is that the question here right now?
No, it's not. No, it's arguably who's the greatest player in Thunder history?
The greatest player in Thunder.
So that's the same thing.
Kendrick.
That's the same thing.
Russell Westbrook.
No, it's not.
Hold on, though. Russell Westbrook played 200 more games than Kevin Durant.
Right.
Is that a big enough number to say that the guy who was clearly the better player, you've admitted is Kevin Durant, that that's not enough for you? He was there for 9 freaking years. That's not enough, in your opinion.
Who fault is that? Who fault is it that Kevin Durant decided to leave and Russell Westbrook decided to stay? Who fault is that?
Well, he did, you know.
I know he decided to leave, but my point is Durant played 600-plus games with the Thunder.
Okay, did you get along with, when you played with them, did you get along with KD?
Yes, I did. Okay.
Did you get along with Westbrook?
I got along with both of them.
Did you get along with Harden?
Yes, I did.
No, I don't know. I'm asking you.
Okay, so look, here's why I'm about to win. Here's why I'm about to win right now.
Go ahead.
God damn it. Here's why I'm about to win.
Come on, it's a family show here, Kendrick. Come on.
Okay, you two guys tell me this. I'm on New York radio right now.
Yes, you are.
And y'all in New York.
That's who we are.
And I'm pretty sure y'all got damn Yankee fans, right?
No, yes. You're wrong.
We're not
Yankee fans.
We're not, but there are Yankee fans.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay. If y'all not Yankee fans, y'all know about the Yankees, correct?
Yes, we know about them.
Okay. So if I was to ask y'all a question, who was the best player to ever play for the Yankees?
Babe Ruth.
No, besides Babe Ruth.
What besides? What was that? Babe Ruth?
Lou Gehrig. No,
then it's Lou Gehrig. Lou Gehrig is the next guy.
No, so I'm asking,
who are you looking for us to say?
What do you want me to say?
So first of all, I wasn't living when Babe Ruth
What do you want me to say?
Alive.
It's like Aaron Judge? What are you supposed to say?
Cheater?
No, so what I was saying was this. In my opinion, since I've been born, A-Rod was the best player to play for the New York.
Since you've been born.
But I mean, I can't help it. I can't help it. I wasn't born and wasn't able to see Wilt Chamberlain. That wasn't my fault.
Hold on. The Oklahoma City Thunder have been around, 20 minutes? I mean, I understand. Okay, I mean, 20 minutes they've been around. I mean, let's get real here.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me put it to you
because you didn't see the guy play doesn't mean, you weren't alive, doesn't mean that wasn't the greatest player in the history of the franchise. Am I wrong?
I just got off the phone. I just got off an interview with Cody Decker, right? Who's a baseball player and stuff like that, right?
Okay.
So he made the example to me. He said that in his opinion, A-Rod was probably the best overall best player to play for the Yankees. But when you think of the Yankees and Mr. Yankee, this is what he told me.
What are you talking about?
Hold on. He said,
you know how many guys would be ahead of A-Rod as far as all-time great Yankees? I mean, there's got to be 10 of them.
Where do Derek Jeter
Jeter's ahead of A-Rod. As a Yankee.
Yeah, as a Yankee.
He's ahead of A-Rod.
Was he an overall better player than A-Rod?
What does that mean?
That means a lot because all I'm saying is that it points out my point. Russell Westbrook was an overall better Thunder player, but is he an overall better basketball player than Kevin Durant?
Kendrick, here's the difference with the comparison. A-Rod began his career elsewhere, came to the – Durant – it was in Seattle crying out loud.
Right.
And again, was there for 9 years. I differ with you. I'm not being biased.
Yes, y'all are.
Kevin's done nothing for me yet.
Kendrick, can I just tell you something? A-Rod, and I'm an A-Rod guy. A-Rod is not even in the conversation as the greatest Yankee of all time. He's not even in the discussion.
Well, I don't know that. I'm not from New York.
I'm telling you. You don't have to be from New York to know this.
Hey, listen.
Am I missing something here?
Am I missing something here about the Russell Westbrook comparison?
Yeah,
When KD left, he had the choice. He could have stayed and become the greatest Thunder of all time, but he said, "You know what? I'm leaving this organization." What did Russell Westbrook do the very next year? He won the MVP. He signed a $250 million contract extension and said, "You know what? I'm going to embrace this role." And I'm
you're giving him the reward for staying. That's fine. I'm just looking at their careers. Durant's better than Westbrook, and Durant played 200 less games. If that's enough for you to say Russ is the guy, fine. I don't think it's that big of a difference, to be honest with you.
I do. It's just like saying, you gonna fault LeBron for being able to play 20 years and him having 33,000 points, 9,000 assists, and 9,000 rebounds. You gonna fault him because of that?
No,
and not put him in the same conversation as the best player in the world
Look.
because he played X amount of more games or something more than Michael Jordan?
I understand that I can't put thoughts in your head. I can tell you as a loyal tweeter, a follower of yours, I thought that you were kind of poking fun at the ramp, but let me ask you a serious question. When did you guys have a falling out? Because obviously that tweet argument, it got, at least my vantage point was, wow, these guys don't like each other.
Because he took shots. I mean, he took shots at you, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Didn't he?
Okay, so listen. If you go back and look at me and Kevin Durant track record, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go watch Bill Simmons podcast. What did he say? He said, hey, Kendrick Perkins is like a brother to me, right? This was some odd years ago, maybe five or six years ago.
So what happened?
So what ended up happening was that, and this is the correct story, I stepped into the media world, okay? Kevin Durant, Stephen A. Smith had a Sports Center show, right? First tape.
Okay.
And he was talking to Kevin Durant about how Kevin Durant, was leaving the Warriors and how he left Oklahoma City, okay?
Right.
Now, my advice to Kevin Durant was that, hey, stop commenting because now I'm into the media. Stop commenting to the media because when you comment to the media, you take a day conversation or maybe even 12 hours of a conversation, and now it turns into a week conversation because you commented, right? It extends the period of time, right?
Yes.
Okay. So as a friend, I'm giving him advice about it. And at the end of the day, I don't know the whole story behind the Oklahoma City Thunder deal because I wasn't there when Kevin Durant left, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I don't know what was said at the dinner with Russell Westbrook, Nick Collison, and Royal Ivy before KD left to go have meetings elsewhere. But from what I've heard, okay, from what I've heard from multiple people that's in the Thunder organization is that Kevin Durant told them that he wasn't leaving OKC.
Okay.
Now, whether you go have a meeting and change your mind, I'm okay with that. People do it all the time. They change their mind and somebody may persuade them. Like, y'all just persuade me. I just talked with the dude Cody Decker and y'all just made me realize that he was wrong that in his opinion, and y'all told me Babe Ruth, and it's not even debatable.
Okay. Let me ask you something. The greatest Miami Heat player of all time is who? Dwayne Wade or LeBron?
Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
All right.
You passed the test.
Though. Okay, we'll give you that.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give you that.
Yeah.
So what I was saying was, what I told Kevin Durant was I said, listen, just stop basically not just even towards Stephen A., but just stop responding to media anyway and just let it die down. Like, you're Kevin Durant, you're going to get talked about. You're arguably the best player in the world when you're healthy. So you're going to be talked about whether you like it or not. So I'm jumping on the flight. I land in L.A. What do Kevin Durant do when Stephen A. Smith just talk about the departure of him from OKC? Kevin Durant goes and comments why Stephen A. Smith is on the air, right?
Right. Didn't listen to you. Listen, ignored your advice.
Right. And goes and comments. So what do I get a call to do the next day, right? I get a call to go on First Take, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm already knowing what this conversation about to be about.
Right. It's going to be controversy.
Right. It's about to be controversy. And they're about to ask me, hey, is Stephen A. Smith lying on Kevin Durant? Is Stephen A. Smith telling a lie right now? And now, since KD, since you commented, now you're putting me in a bad position to go on First Take. We're talking about basically Mr. ESPN himself,
right,
and Stephen
right.
A. Smith.
Right,
and now
right.
you're asking me to go on air and call Stephen A. Smith out when first I don't know the whole story, but I got the same information that Stephen A. Smith
right.
got.
So he wants you to say something different.
In else words, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I cannot do that. Okay, that's first thing first. I cannot do that, bro. Like, you're asking me to do something and go against Stephen A. Smith, when I don't even have my credentials right. But you're not telling me nothing, Kevin. You're not giving me any insight on how anything went down
right
when you left out. All you want me to do is tell the people to keep their name out your mouth. Like, I can't do that.
Right. So is that it? Is that, like, how your friendship with him ended? Like, have you had
Yeah,
any...
because from there it went to, bro, I never thought you would be that type of guy in the media. And I'm like, bro, I didn't go in the media and kill you, and I didn't go against you. All I said was, I wasn't there in Oklahoma City. But from what I heard the same thing that Stephen A. Smith heard, but I don't know because I wasn't there.
Right.
So you're not talking to KD. So you and KD now are on the outs now. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, because, shit, the Twitter beef, I don't know if it's...
He's also on the outs with Kyrie.
Kyrie, too?
You don't like any of my guys. Do you like
anybody? You're not on the outs with us yet.
No, not
yet. I just want to let you know.
No, we're good.
Well, listen, it's nothing. Listen, I respect both of Kyrie and KD basketball games.
Right.
Do I have a problem with how sensitive they are and how moody they are? Yes, I do have a problem.
Okay.
I'm moody.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's a different story.
I'm moody, too, but it's more because they're not playing yet.
You're not moody like that.
not yet.
No, you're not moody like that, but all I'm saying is that this is what I'm saying.
That you're not sensitive?
No, I'm not sensitive.
I understand. I get it.
Because it's not even that. This is what I'm saying, fellas. When we have a choice, right? When you sign up to become an NBA player, and I was just, an average NBA player that had a long 14-year career, won a title, made some great playoff appearances, whatever.
Right.
I never
made
was
a lot
on
of
the
money.
I never was on the standard of Russ or Kyrie Ellis.
Right, right.
But we have this is what we signed up for.
Yeah.
So when you sign up, you have this 80% of stuff that's gonna be great for you, but you do have this 20% of things that you might not like that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
It's nothing more, nothing less. And like all I was doing as a friend of Kevin was trying to enlighten him that, hey, bro, I'm in this media world. And my best advice to you is to stop commenting on everything that somebody says about you in the media. You're going to get talked about.
Yeah.
LeBron James don't do it. And they talk, whether it's Skip Bayless or whoever else that don't, Skip Bayless or even the guy.
Anyone that rips LeBron. I get your point, bro, because he doesn't do it. You're right. He doesn't
fight.
Right. You're right.
Okay,
you're right.
I take my punches.
But Kendrick, you know what I'm mixed about with Kevin Durant? Now, first of all, he hasn't played for my team yet, so we'll see what happens when he starts playing. But the interactions with fans is kind of cool. Now, it's always negative, so he's always arguing. But there is something kind of cool about a big-time athlete talking to other fans, even if it is defending himself all the time.
Right, right. No, I agree. I agree, and I love his interaction with fans, but this is what I'm saying. You don't have to even entertain Joe Clark, who's on the other end, that you don't even know.
Right. You don't? You're right.
Like, why are you even entertaining that? Because for every 1 million people that you got liking you, KD, it might be a 10,000 others that don't like you. So what? Who cares?
Well,
you're Kevin Durant, bro. Like, you're awesome. You are awesome.
And I think so. The bottom line, let's get this figured out here.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
The bottom line is that KD is too sensitive, right? That's really what it is. This is the issue, right?
Yeah, that's the issue.
There you go.
I tell you,
and you know what? I agree with you, Kendrick.
Oh yeah,
you're Kevin Durant. Who cares? Not everybody's going to like you.
You know what? I'll tell you this. I know you may not feel this way, Kendrick. I can't wait to watch him and Kyrie on the court together.
Oh, my God. No, I do. No, I feel that way. I feel like the game misses Kevin Durant. Listen to this, though, real quick. Y'all imagine Kevin Durant healthy, Steph Curry healthy, Klay Thompson healthy right now? All what's going on right now in the NBA is already taking strides to where it needs to be. Like, far as talented, evening out around the NBA.
Right, the balance.
Because right now, guess what? I don't even have a clear-cut favorite who's going to win the championship right now. I really don't.
Which is good. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
I know. And so can you imagine now with a Milwaukee Bucks team, this Celtic team, this Sixers team, this Raptor team, and you put KD back in the lineup with Kyrie and his next team in the mix in the East? Like basketball, you don't know what game to win.
You're getting my partner very excited.
Yeah, I don't
want to
think about this.
He's very pumped up, you know, that you're actually throwing this at him.
Well, I know it's going to happen eventually. I'm just excited.
He has a visions of a parade on Flatbush Avenue.
Dude, Kendrick, I'm a New Jersey Nets fan. You know what that means? We go back to some very lean, bad days. So the idea of Kevin Durant playing basketball.
Who's the greatest Net of all time?
You're asking me?
No, I know.
Oh, Kendrick?
Kendrick, who's the greatest Net of all
time?
Yeah,
who do you think the answer is?
Would it be Jason Kidd?
It's really Dr. J,
well,
but that's okay.
For the NBA, it's Jason Kidd. But Jay played in the ABA.
Right.
So for the NBA, it is definitely Jason Kidd.
Dr. J.
Okay,
that is true.
So we agree on that one.
Partially,
well, for
yes.
the NBA. But
for
I mean, if you're asking me, it's Dr. J. That's
yes.
me.
Yeah, of all time, it's
right.
Dr.
All
J.
All time, it's got to be Julius.
I would agree.
Okay, let me ask you this. Why is it Dr. J?
Championships. In my opinion,
so,
ABA championships.
Here we go again.
Hold on.
Well, it is him because, first of all, not only did he win two championships with them, but he's one of the greater players. He's a better player than Jason Kidd. Is he not? Am I missing something?
He is, but how mean?
Well, he definitely is.
We could sit up here and argue.
Did you see Dr. J play? You're too young for Dr. J, right?
But Dr. J revolutionized basketball.
Do you understand that?
I'm not taking nothing from Dr. J.
But we could sit up here
and possibly say that Jason Kidd might be top 10 point guards to ever play the game of basketball.
Okay. And Dr. J might be top 10 player to play the game of basketball.
No, he's not. You know that, Joe.
Well, I don't know that.
You want to go through it? And I love Jay.
Here's the bottom line, he's ahead of Jason Kidd on the pecking order.
Okay. I agree with that, but no, he's not top 10 all
right.
the time. I can't
but he's ahead of Jason Kidd.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with that. And I didn't see him play. I'm just basing it on history.
But Julius revolutionized basketball. I mean, there was never a guy like him when he started playing. You know what I mean?
It wasn't. And I watched his highlights, and I did some studying, and I was just giving you a hard time.
This is what we do. This is what we do here, because we like you, Kendrick. You're a good guy.
So tell me this. You're a funny guy. I got a question for y'all.
Yes.
So do y'all think, first of all, let me ask you something. When Kevin Durant gets back,
yes,
how do y'all visualize this Brooklyn team? Because I want to know where. Because since Kyrie's been back, he's been playing phenomenal.
Yes, he's been great. Two games.
But somebody else did take a downfall in this situation. Spencer Dinwiddie.
First of all, Spencer Dinwiddie started struggling before Kyrie came back. He started to hit a wall for whatever reason.
Last night, people started trapping him.
I think that's a big part of it. And for some reason, he can't hit free throws, which I can't explain. Last night, I thought Spencer was at his best when Kyrie wasn't on the floor. So I think there's going to have to just be them playing together, Karras too, the three playmakers. Mm-hmm. I think they're just going to need experience playing together. So I don't know what they're going to look like next year. But, Kendrick, we do have to run, and I always appreciate it. We love when you come on,
Kendrick,
man.
Kendrick, we love having you on. Hey, Kendrick, do us a favor. Say hello to KD for us, okay?
Yes. Give him a hug for me.
See ya.
Thank you, man.
See
you,
Kendrick.
Kendrick Perkins, radio.com, sports NBA insider.
He's a good guy. I like Kendrick.
He's funny. I like
him.
He is
funny.
It was a nice break from
A-Rod, the greatest Yankee of all time.
Who is this guy that said that?
Who is this guy? He said he was on his show that made that statement.
Cody Decker.
Who is he?
He was playing baseball, apparently.
Well, you should know the name. The name sounds familiar,
Cody Decker.
It does.
It does, actually.
You put A-Rod in the top. Where do you put him?
Ha!
You put him ahead of who? Joe D or Mickey? What do you?
He's a little ahead of Posada.
That was a bad attempt to try to give us a Yankee baseball
analogy.
That was
terrible.
It was not good.
Right.
Insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. You can also hear Perkins, Scal, and Pals available on radio.com and wherever you find your podcast. Great basketball talk with everything you need to hear on the NBA from Perk, Brian Scalabrini, Rick Bucher, and more. Just search Scal. We'll come back and talk to the former major leaguer, James Loney.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.